Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
At a vital time for the United Kingdom. These are stormy days. Together, we've mourned the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the rock on which modern Britain was built. We're now in a new era under King Charles III. We're dealing with the global economic crisis caused by COVID and by Putin's appalling war in Ukraine. In these tough times, we need to step up. I'm determined to get Britain moving.
Economic growth. Sorry, everyone. Thank you. Sorry. Hello.
It's me.
Jess, I'm just at the Tory party conference.
They've set a date for a pre-hearing.
Right. But actually in doing things. Arsenal are really going through with it.
It's time to face the music.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Morning all. How are we today, councils?
Very good, thank you, my lord.
Good, my lord. Keen to get the proceedings started?
Yes, absolutely. For the adjudication hearing, both parties have expressed interest in settlements should the required terms be reached and approved by both sides. Is that correct?
Correct, my lord.
Ashwood City Football Club are remaining open-minded during the process.
Understood. For posterity, this is the hearing of Arsenal Football Club versus Ashwood City Football Club to be resolved through civil damages. Confirming the damages sought. Councillor Ingram?
£70.25 million and legal costs.
Okie dokie.
Excuse me. Sorry. Can I just... Yeah, thank you. Ow. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, chairman coming through. There we go. Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Where the fuck have you been?
Hey, no swearing. Court of law.
It's not a church.
You're right. It's more important.
It's not a court either, pal. It's a hearing room for a county court in a civil lawsuit. Essentially a pre-hearing to weigh up chances of a settlement.
Woody.
Yep.
Shut up. I know what it is. I told you what it is this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I told you on the phone.
Did you?
Yes, you were eating Cocoa Pops at the time.
Ah, right, yeah. Fucking great Cocoa Pops, aren't they? It's like one of those things where it's okay for an adult to still be into it, you know? Like Harry Potter or laughing at farts.
Woody. Shut up.
No, I was just saying, Jess. Cocoa Pops are like Harry Potter.
Could the gentleman discussing Cocoa Pops please continue the discussion outside if he wishes to continue?
Patrick, come on.
What's wrong with you?
For fuck's sake, now it looks like I've been sat here talking about fucking Cocoa Pops.
Oi, both of you, enough.
Miss Ingram, if we could hear the case from Arsenal Football Club against the defendant Ashwood City Football Club.
Oh, hate it when people do that. Liverpool Football Club, Arsenal Football Club, Everton Football Club, just fuck off. We know it's a football club.
Woody, shush.
Thank you, Lord Gestrel. On the 22nd of May 2022, the manager of Ashwood City Football Club, Eric Van Smit, illegally obstructed a game of football in an act of aggression against Leeds United forward Rafael Dias Bololi.
No, it wasn't. It was Rafinha, idiots.
Otherwise known as Rafinha.
Oh.
The intervention, for which Eric Van Smit was prosecuted by the Ashwood and Kent Police, cost Leeds United Football Club a draw, which under the rules of the Premier League would give both sides a point.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I've just realised where I know her from.
Who?
Her, the prosecutor, Hannah Ingram QC, KC, whatever they're called now. Fuck.
Where do you know her from?
I might have shouted in her face when we won the Kyle Francis Clark hearing.
Ow. Bollocks.
Lord Gastrell, I'd like to interject here.
We're allowing the prosecution to finish. We're just hearing their cause, counsel. This is a pre-hearing.
Understood.
Instead, the committal of the crime allowed Ashwood City Football Club to receive 3 points from the game, ensuring a finish in the league that enabled qualification to the UEFA Champions League. My client, Arsenal Football Club, were subsequently out of reach of said qualification, and we now seek the commercial and fiscal damages for the crime committed on May 22nd, 2022.
Thank you, Councillor Ingram. That's recorded. Councillor Granger? How do Ashwood City Football Club see things?
Thank you, my lord. Thank you to Arsenal Football Club and their representatives for their case and concerns around the matter surrounding Mr. Eric Van Smit. It does, however, fall out of Ashwood City's control. Whether or not their Premier League peers accumulate enough points to ensure the qualification they wish to achieve, or even in some cases remain in the league itself. Eric Van Smit is serving his punishment by Ashwood and Kent Police. He is serving his punishment by the FA, and he has indeed served a punishment from Ashwood City Football Club. Allow me to be a little callous here, and I know football rivalries can boil the blood from time to time, so I don't wish to come across without contrition for the situation the prosecution finds themselves in. But within the Premier League, my lord, clubs build up reputations, and the reputation that Arsenal have developed in the last decade is a team of underachievement, of gutlessness, and of ultimately falling at the final hurdle. It feels to us, Lord Gastrell, that Ashwood City and Eric Van Smit are perhaps a scapegoat for Arsenal's failings. Thank you.
We'd like to add further detail, my lord, with some questions to our opposing counsel.
Okie dokie.
Councillor Granger, could you point out to me in this room the owner of Ashwood City Football Club? Thank you. Councillor Granger has pointed to Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Oh, yes, she remembered the MBE.
Ah, great, we're saved. Fucking hell.
Mr. Nolan now holds the title of chairman at Ashwood City Football Club. His position earlier this year was that of chief executive. His role was to manage not only the funds, but the day-to-day running of the football club. So I'd like to bow to his unmatched knowledge on the following matters. Would that be okay, my lord? And councillor?
I don't see a problem with it.
I'd rather I was allowed to do my job.
Better than Mr. Nolan can do his?
I don't really see where we're going with this, my lord.
I'm going to grant the opportunity for Mr. Nolan to answer purely procedural and technical questions based on the administrative affairs of Ashwood City Football Club. Is that clear, council?
Very clear.
Yes, my lord.
Mr. Nolan, please stand if you could.
I'll give it a go with my back.
Mr. Nolan, it's great to see you today.
Yep, you too, Miss Ingram, QC, or KC, I suppose.
Great result against Barcelona the other week.
Thanks, yeah, quite a night for the club, yeah.
Yes, we can only imagine. Mr. Nolan, do you stand by the claim that your solicitor has put to the room that you don't have any control over the points accumulated?
Objection. Procedural and technical questions on administrative affairs only.
Objection sustained.
Do you feel that...
My lord.
Sustained. Councillor Ingram, this is a verbal warning. I've sanctioned your request for details from Mr. Nolan. I'm more than happy to revoke that if you carry on.
Of course, my lord. Apologies. Mr. Nolan, Who is Global Sport Consultancy Incorporated? Doesn't ring a bell?
No, it doesn't. Thanks.
Okie dokie. Could you stand back up, please, Mr. Nolan?
Right, yep, sorry, thought we were done.
Who is Julio Kevis dos Santos Alves?
I'm not very good at those kinds of...
He plays for us, goes by Kevin.
Identify yourself, please.
Chris Woodall, former sporting director, now chief exec.
Thank you, Mr. Woodall.
Not a problem, pal. Your Honour, Lord.
Yes, yep, that's right, Kevin.
Kevin was acquired by Ashwood City from Shakhtar Donetsk, is that correct?
Yeah, he was. Simpler times back then, of course, for Ukraine and Shakhtar.
Mr. Nolan, can you see this from back there?
Yes, it's a bit of paper.
It is, yes. It's finalised accounts from Q4 of 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Castrell, can you see what I'm pointing at here?
Objection.
This is a technical detail that we want clarity on, my lord.
It looks like an outgoing payment. £18 million.
Wow. Goodness.
He's worth 10 times that, I tell you. You should have seen his header against Villa. Whack! Go Lazio!
I looked into Shakhtar Donetsk. I realise, of course, they've had some upheaval since 2014, but their trading name has remained the same. FC Shakhtar, a private stock company. But they don't show on these accounts.
Oh. Do they not?
If we can steer this back to Eric Van Smit, I think that would make sense for the case against Ashwood City Football Club.
Oh, look, Mr. Nolan. Global Sport Consultancy Incorporated. They received the £18 million, according to this Q4 report anyway.
Oh, right. That's... Yeah.
But like you said, he's worth 10 times that. Interesting.
My lord, plenty of agencies and consultancies can act as escrow for large sums of money.
My lord, in 2015, FIFA banned third-party ownership and entering into economic rights agreements with third-party investors. Councillor Granger knows that, and his clients know that.
You can sit down, Mr. Nolan.
We'd like to request a brief recess in the proceedings, my lord.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What you got there?
Toasted sandwich.
Did you toast it yourself?
What?
It's hot.
Yeah, I know. It's toasted.
How did you do that?
What do you mean?
How did you toast it?
I just bought a fucking toasted sandwich, Woody.
Ah, right. I thought you'd found a toaster or a Breville or something, you know.
You think I wandered around a county court looking for a fucking Breville toasty maker?
Well, where did you get it from, then?
Costa.
There's a Costa?
Fuck me. Can I eat my fucking sandwich, please?
This is bad, isn't it? Is that a toasty?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make it here?
Fuck's sake.
There's a Costa.
Oh, what? I've got Tesco's own sushi.
Oh, what, with a teeny wee soy bottle that's shaped like a fish? I fucking hate that twat.
Look at that. That's meant to be salmon.
Well, this day just keeps getting worse and worse, doesn't it?
You think we're getting beat?
Aye, I do. Now I know how defenders feel when Haaland's coming towards them. I just want to run away and go home.
We need to explore options for a settlement.
We can't afford it.
I know that. That's why I said options.
What kind of options?
Call them and ask.
Call them and ask? What a great idea. Hello, is that Arsenal reception? Hi, Ashwood City here. Can you please stop fucking suing us? Thanks a lot. See you later. Fuck me.
You know Edu, don't you?
Aye, I do, but...
Call him.
What, right fucking now?
Yeah, now. We need some kind of insurance before this trial continues and gets worse.
Just get Edu to verbally agree to something, anything, that gets us out of this mess but doesn't cost us 70 million.
Right, fine, fine. Here we go. Edu, come over to esta, to the bank. Ha ha, sen, sen.
What the fuck?
It's of course he speaks Portuguese. Obrigado. Can't shut up about fucking Cocoa Pops, but oh, he can speak Portuguese.
Excuse me, another passion. Ah, que voque cardanos? A deal. Something that we can agree on that forgoes this mess. Right, I'll get back to you in due course. Adios, pal.
What did he want?
Is it bad?
I guess it is. They'll take Kevin this January. If he goes for next to nothing, then they call off the lawsuit.
Fuck off. No way. No fucking way.
Pal.
He's worth about 100 million. Yeah, we're better off just to sell him out of the league and pocket more money. I mean, the fans will go fucking mental. They'll go even more fucking mental if we sell our best player to Arsenal. Besides, it's Arsenal. Nobody sells their best players to Arsenal.
Patrick, this is about more than 70 million.
No, Jess. The prosecution said it themselves. It is literally about 70 million.
Pal, wake up and smell your Costa coffee. If we lose this case... the league will go for us next.
Yeah, but Premier League fines are a pittance, Woody. 5 million, tops.
It won't be money. It'll be points.
Oh, shit. How many do we think?
Woody?
Not really much precedent. We're on a collision course for a 12-point deduction, I'd say. And if it ain't from this, it's from our accounts come Feb or March.
Jesus.
What my client, Ashwood City Football Club, has experience of doing is navigating through a very complicated market that has been deliberately manipulated by the bigger clubs like Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool and the Manchester sides. It is exactly the adverse spending practices and the greed of those entities that has created a market where the Ashwood Cities of this world, the Aston Villas, the Leicesters, the Evertons, where they have to take alternative and sometimes drastic means to acquire talent and challenge the status quo.
Objection, Lord Gastrell. We're here to examine the practices of Ashwood City off the pitch and Eric Van Smit on the pitch. Nobody else.
Ashwood City are a product...
Councillor Granger.
Ashwood City are a product of a system that has benefited the likes of Arsenal.
Councillor Granger.
And now they don't like it that...
Councillor Granger, that is enough.
I don't think it's going very well.
No.
You want me to confirm the deal?
Oh, I don't want to lose the best player we've ever had, Woody. Okay.
I feel the same, but we don't have a choice, pal.
Let it be noted that the transgression asserted by my opposite in the chamber is unfounded.
And how is it unfounded?
It is unfounded until punished. Ashwood City have received no punitive measures from the Premier League, from FIFA, from the FA, regarding third-party ownership. They have, however, received action from Ashwood and Kent Police regarding the conduct of Eric Van Smit. That is what we're here for today. That is what we're dealing with today.
That was good. Yeah, not bad.
Councillor, these courts act on good faith. This is not a criminal court. There is no jury. We deal with grievances that are to be settled in a civil manner. You, as the defendant, have the opportunity to refute the claim. You can do it in this pre-hearing. Or you can do it in the official hearing. What will it be?
That was bad.
Yeah, not good.
We will, obviously, we will consider our options, my lord.
Very good. Is there anything else you wish to add to the pre-hearing before we compile the case for submission?
I would like to hold counsel with my client, if that would be permissible.
Certainly.
What did he say?
Yeah, how'd it go?
In a very legal and jargony kind of way, he basically said we're fucked.
Aye.
He said to pay the money. He didn't try and bring it down a touch, but to pay it. If it goes any further, the information will get out and we'll face consequences from the Premier League. I then told him that we don't actually have the money to pay it. And he swore a few times, and then I swore, and then eventually I told him about the Kevin lifeline.
What did he say about that?
He said that we would be foolish not to take it. Actually, he said fucking idiots, not foolish, but it sounds better if I say foolish.
We can be a little foolish.
Aye, we can.
So, what do you reckon?
I don't know.
Kevin is Brazilian. He's not going to start for Brazil, I don't think. We haven't had the form. His price will drop because of that. And we're not going to get 100 mil from abroad in January. We're just not. Not in a recession. And not for a lad that couldn't play for his country. So this is basically 70 mil up front, plus a big fucking hush deal, right? To hide our deepest, darkest sin. Look, I fucking love the guy. My willy twitched when he scored against Villa, genuinely. There's not many players in this world that make my willy twitch. But we're in a corner. And if this is what fixes it, then I say do it.
I don't have a willy, but I do have a brain. And I say do it.
Well, that's that then.
Aye. That's that. Hey, he got us the Champions League, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Still got him until January, so we'll make it count.
Absolutely, pal. I'll call Edu.
Yeah, thanks, Woody.
No problem, pal.
I'll go speak to the solicitor.
Yeah.
You okay?
Me? Yeah. Yeah, man. All good over here. What are you doing?
Giving you a hug.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How long do people hug for?
Well, it usually stops around about now.
Okay. That was a big decision. I'm proud of you, and I'm not going to make you get rid of your Tesla now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things, isn't it? What the fuck is this?
Oh, shit. My little soy sauce thing spilled on you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Look at that.
Sorry.
That's never going to fucking come out, is it? Fucking hell.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.